弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
我们继续来看这个巴兰的诗歌的第二首。
And we'll continue to see this poem of Balaam.
今天的主题是在刚才我们画出来是讲到这个神为我们是巴兰讲的哈，巴兰讲到神为他行了何等的大事。
And today's subject is on what Balaam just said. What has God wrought for us?
宝贵的是这句话是从仇敌的口中说出来的。
Actually, it is so precious that actually these words were from the mouth of an enemy.
我们都可以见证说神为我们行了何等的大事。
We can all testify that what has God wrought for us.
但是有一天你的敌人说神为你行了何等的大事。
But one day if your enemy say that, what has God wrought for you?
在进入这个今天的交通之前，我有一些要跟弟兄姐妹先说清楚。
And before I entering these sharings, there's one thing I want to clarify.
巴兰这个人不可取。
And Balaam is not a good man.
他的结局是落在神的审判之下。
And his destiny is the judgment of God.
正如主耶稣曾经说过。
As Jesus has said,
你们奉我的名赶鬼，奉我的名传道，奉我的名行义人，这些有一些的人将来遇见主的时候，主耶稣说我不承认你们。
And as Jesus said before that even though some of you that cast demons and perform miracles in my name, but one day I will say I do not know you.
你所传的道是根据主的名，你叫病得医治，甚至赶鬼，都是因为主的名。
And the preaching and the healing were by God's name.
但是你这一个人，主说我不认识你。
But I do not recognize this person.
所以巴兰这个人，你看见说，在这个故事的里面，巴兰这个人他是往错谬的路上直奔。然后呢，他这个人是贪爱不义之工价的先知。
And you see that this person Balaam, he was running on the wrong way, and he's a prophet that seeks money.
他不是一个好的榜样，我们不能跟从。
And he's not an example that will follow.
但是这个巴兰的诗歌的里面却是神的话。
But in this discourse, it's.The word of God.
所以为着弟兄姐妹，为着我们或者说为着年轻的弟兄姐妹们，我要做一些的要跟弟兄姐妹把他这件事情把它说明清楚。
So for the younger brothers and sisters, I want to have this clarification.
我的重点不是在这个巴兰这个故事的里面，我的重点是在这个诗歌的里面。
The point is not about Balaam, this person. The focus is on.The actual content.
刚才我们弟兄为我们读了这一段的话，好，我们大家也都读过了，就是在23章的刚才从18节到26节。
We just read chapter 23, from 18 to 23.
那在这个是第二次的，我们知道看见说仇敌呢第一次要咒诅神的百姓时候，那么巴兰就唱出祝福的话。
And this is already the second time. The first time that the enemy asked Balaam to curse the Israelites, but actually the blessing coming out of his mouth.
但是仇敌不甘心。
But the enemy won't just stop there.
他又开始卷土重来。
And he will try it again.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们要记得，仇敌，你不会说因为你一次得胜的经历，你就一直得胜。
So we need to remember that your enemy wouldn't stop just because you had victory for one time.
因为仇敌会一次一次的、一次的再来。
Because the enemy will try again and again.
那当这个第一次讲到神祝福的产业是那独居的民，而且他们这些的人是没办法数点的，只有神能够数点他们。
And first time the blessing is that this people they just live alone by themselves and you can never count.
那巴勒这一次呢，特别在第十三节，我读给弟兄姐妹听啊。在这个十三节呢，刚才我们没有读，那这个我想也是很重要的哈。巴勒说呢，那不甘心嘛，仇敌不甘心嘛，他说：“求你同我往别处去，在那里可以看见他们。你不能全看见，只能看见他们边界上的人。请注意，边界上的人在那里要为我咒诅他们。”
I will read verse 13. And Balak said to him, "Please come with me to another place from which you may see them. You shall see only a fraction of them and shall not see them all. Then curse them for me from there."
这个仇敌不是看见全貌，他现在要转一个方向去看那些在边界上的人。
So the enemy cannot see the whole picture, so he wanted to turn to another side and see the fraction.
所以鼓励弟兄姐妹们，我们不要去做那边界上的人。
And so I encourage brothers and sisters, let's not to stay there.
那个边界上的人很容易就可以出界了。
And if you stay on the border, it's very easy for you to cross the border.
所以边界上的人会成为仇敌他眼中所要看的咒诅的那一个对象。
And if you stay on the borderline, it's very prone to be the focus of the enemy.
我之前我们家中遇Jessica 的事情发生之后，有弟兄也打电话给我一些勉励。
And when things happened in my family, and some brothers called me to encourage me.
他说是这么说的，一个侍奉神的人，跟神亲近的人，难免会受到仇敌的攻击。
And he encouraged me and said that a man who serves the Lord it will suffer the attacks from the enemy.
但是我在想，一个靠近神的人会受到仇敌的攻击，但是如果是做一个边界的人，跟在边界的人的话，那又怎样呢？
So I also thought that what if you're a man that in a distance with the Lord? What happens to that?
那仇敌岂不是也是在要咒诅他吗？
And you here see that actually the enemy seeks this kind of people and there will be a curse.
既然是这样，我们倒不如做一个跟神更靠近的人。虽然仇敌的攻击，但是主是我们的保护。
If that's the case, let us choose to be the one that close to God, and regardless there will be attacks, let's seek the protection of the Lord.
这整个以色列人全家都是神的产业。
And the whole Israel people is the inheritance of God.
即使是边界的人，神也不许仇敌来咒诅他。
And even the ones on the border, God do not allow them to be cursed by the enemy.
感谢我们的主。我们看见说今天就进入我们的主题，就讲到神为我们行何等的大的事的时候，第一看到神的话是我们产业的凭据。
And now we'll enter our subject today. What has God wrought for us? So my first point is the word of God is the basis of inheritance.
也可以说我们要问一个问题，神在这地方到底有没有行有没有什么行动？
And we'll ask a question, what actually has God done at this place?
第一，我们看见我们的看见巴兰一开口就说一句话，说神非人必不至说谎，也非人子必不至后悔。
When Balaam opened his mouth, he said that God is not man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind.
人今天会说谎，人说的话也会后悔。
And man will lie, and man will regret.
但是神的话是真理的道。
But What God said is the word of truth.
你们既听见真理的道，也就是那叫你们得救的福音。
And in him, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation.
也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
And believed in him, were sealed with the promise of Holy Spirit.
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神的产业被赎，使他的名得着称赞。
Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of His glory?
这是摆在上面以弗所书第一章第十三到十四节那里的话。
This is Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 and 14.
真理的道不光只是叫我们只是得救而已。
And this word of truth is not just to give us salvation.
真理的道它有一个目的跟产业发生关系。
Its purpose relates to the inheritance.
所以当这个产业如果有个依据的话，那当然是根据真理的道。
So if there's a basis for this inheritance, it is according to this word of faith, word of truth.
但是我们另外也看见说，不光有真理的道，还有真理的灵。
And there's not just the word of truth, there's also the spirit of truth.
圣灵称为真理的灵，你看真理的道跟 真理的灵一结合在一起，那就是一个实行的道。
And you can see that the Holy Spirit is called the spirit of truth. When the word of truth and the spirit of truth, they are combined together, that become the word of fulfillment.
神说话岂不照着行，他发言岂不要成就。
As he said,And will he not do it?
这一个神说那个道，那就是我们的主耶稣。
And what God said, what God has said, that is the word, that's our Jesus.
创世纪第一章，神说事情就怎么样，就成就。
And it's recorded in Genesis chapter 1, and God said, and things have been fulfilled that way.
从第一天第二天第三天一直你看一直下去，神说事情就成就。
And from the first day, the second day, or to the seventh day when God spoke and things got accomplished.
所以圣灵工作的原则都是根据真理的道。
And the principle of the work of the Spirit is according to the word of truth.
他是照着他的话而行事，照着他的话而成就。
And God act according to his wordAnd accomplish according to his word.
这是叫我们得着产业 的那个根据。
That's a basis for us to get this inheritance.
今天我们看见说，人如果说有的时候你就说了，而且也照着行了，事情并不一定会成就。
And today you observe for men, they speak and they act, but things don't necessarily to accomplish that way.
因为我们这个人不可靠。
Because we're not reliable.
我们会受到周围环境的影响。
And because we're influenced by the surroundings.
可能那些的影响也都是真实的。
And those influences are real.
你也可以讲得过的。
And you have excuses.
但是最后就是事情不能成就。
And actually, in the end, you cannot accomplish.
我们答应孩子去迪士尼玩。
And we promise that we'll bring our kids to Disney.
但是后来因为某些事情说爸爸的promise 不能够给你 fulfill.
And later we told our kids that daddy cannot bring you there.
所以就看见说只有我们的神，他说有就有，命立就立，他说有产业，那就是有产业。
And only our God, when he speaks, things will accomplish. And when God said there is inheritance, and there will be.
巴兰继续说，我奉命祝福，他也曾赐福，此事我不能翻转。
And Balaam kept on saying, Behold, I receive a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot revoke it.
仇敌要咒诅他的百姓，但是神却取仇敌的咒诅翻转成为那个祝福临到他的百姓。
And the enemy would curse the Israel people.But God has turned that curse into blessing.
神能够化咒诅翻转成祝福。
God turned the curse into blessing.
但是巴兰在这里遇到一个难处，神的祝福他不能够把它翻转成为咒诅。
But now there's a problem for Balaam. He wanted to, but he cannot turn the revoke this command.
因为神曾祝福，神曾祝福他的产业这一件事情，那是神的命令的里面把它定下的。
And because God has blessed his inheritance, and that's a command.
那感谢主。今天我们看见说这一个是不能翻转的命令，它其中的这个祝福到底是指着哪些的福分。
And now we're going to continue to see for these blessings that cannot be revoked what it consists of.
那我们继续再看第二个点。
We'll look at the second point.
对，第二个点我们就继续的往下，就是看见这个神的同在乃是神的同在乃是显出那个产业的那个宝贵。
The presence of God reveals the preciousness of inheritance.
好，请弟兄把那个把这个page把它转一下。
Let us see the next page.
对，这个神的同在哦，乃是显出这个产业的宝贵。第一个宝贵的福分是讲到什么呢？赦罪的恩典。
And the first, it speaks of the grace of forgiveness.
他未见雅各中有罪孽，也未见以色列中有奸恶。
He has not beheld misfortune in Jacob, nor has he seen trouble in Israel.
我们会说，或许会问，这怎么可能呢？
We may ask how it's possible.
以色列人一路走过来，多少的抱怨，多少的得罪神。
And Israel people walked all the way along, and how many times they complain.
但是神说，我看不见雅各中有罪孽，也未见以色列中有奸恶。
But now God said that He has not beheld misfortune in Jacob, nor has He seen trouble in Israel.
以弗所书是讲到一个产业的。是我们今年的主题。
We come back to Ephesians, who also speaks of inheritance, and that's the theme of this year.
告诉我们，我们是在他爱子的里面，借着爱子的血，我们得蒙救赎。
And it told us that we have the redemption in the precious blood of His Son.
他曾经用希伯来书也告诉我们说，他曾经用他自己的血，只一次进入至圣所，就成了永远赎罪的事。
And Hebrew also told us that he entered the Holy of Holy once, with his precious blood once.
我们的过犯，我们过犯得以赦免，乃是因着他极丰富的恩典。
And this forgiveness of sin is because of his abundance, of his grace.
是因为我们的主，他赦免了我们一切的罪恶。
Because our Lord has forgiven all our sins.
这一个恩典不是只是过去的恩典。
It's not a grace for the past.
这个恩典对我们来讲，永远都是现在的。
And it is always present for us.
神的同在、赦罪之恩都是现在的。
And the presence of God and the grace of forgiveness is present.
因为巴兰仇敌知道，只要以色列百姓落在罪恶的里面，那立刻就落在咒诅里面去了。
And the enemy knows that if Israel people falls into sin, and they will fall into the curse.
但是感谢主，神的同在第一个关键的要素就是我们的罪要得到解决。
And thank Lord that the first important point is that the Israel people, their sin need to be resolved.
当我们罪得赦免的时候，祝福就临到我们。
And when our sins are forgiven, the blessing comes.
也接着下来，神丰富的同在也在我们当中。
And after that, the abundant presence of God will be among us.
耶和华他的神和他同在。
And the Lord their God is with them.
我们今年的主题是讲他在圣徒中所得的基业是有何等丰盛的荣耀。
This year our theme is how precious is.The glory of the inheritance of him among his people.
我们常常会把那个注意点，把它注意的那个点是点在丰盛的那个产丰盛荣耀的产业。
And our focus will mostly be on that the abundance of the glory of his inheritance.
但是我们要特别要 pay attention 一个点，就是他在圣徒中得的基业的时候，前面那句话，他在圣徒中。
But let us pay attention to the words before that in his saints.
如果不是他在圣徒中，后面就不要讲了。
And it will be of no sense if don't have these words in his saints.
是因为他在圣徒中，他的同在才显出那个丰盛荣耀的那个产业。
Only because his presence with his people that the abundance of the glory will be revealed.
为这个缘故，我们看见同在之福，神的同在对我们来讲是何等何等的重要。
And for this reason, let us see that how important is the presence of the Lord is among us.
上个礼拜五的时候啊，我们父母组在听那个于洪杰弟兄的分享。
And last Friday, for Bible study, we listened to Brother Yu's message.
后面讲到，他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永永永。
And it talks about when in the church and in Christ, he will be glorified forever and ever.
是他在教会中。
He in his church.
感谢主，这个是极其大的福分。那不光是神的同在是宝贵，你就看见这些以色列民哦，当神同在他们中间的时候，有那个欢呼王的声音在他们中间。
And this is a great blessing, but not just the presence of the God, but also there's the shout for the king.
倘若说同在之福是以马内利的话，那欢呼赞美就是哈利路亚。
And we know that the presence of God is Emmanuel and Hallelujah.
Yeah. 所以在神这个他这个产业的宝贵是宝贵在他的同在的里面，也他也带我们这个在他同在的里面，他带我们到这个以马内利的境内，也把我们带到哈利路亚的这一边。
Not only the Lord, the presence of the Lord led us into Emmanuel, he also led us into the Hallelujah.
然后仇敌呢，我们继续来看哈、哦，那神领他们出埃及，他们似乎有野牛之力。
God brings them out of Egypt, and it's for them like the horns of the white ox.
这里给我们看见哈，这个是神，现在就是我的能力。
And you can see that at this very moment that God is our strength.
从前神怎样以他的能力把我们带出埃及
？And how God led us out of Egypt through His power.
他那个能力胜过了仇敌。
And that power overcame all the enemies.
这一种的能力。今天仍然在带领着我们。
It is this power that is leading us today.
是耶和华独自引导他。
Jehovah led his people alone.
给我们看见谁能够抵挡我们。
Who can against us?
因为神若帮助我们。
If God helps us.
使徒行传第二十六章十八节那里。
In Acts chapter 20 verse 16.
那里给我们看见说，保罗一个执事，是叫人的眼睛得开。
And Paul had a ministry to open people's eyes.
从黑暗中归向光明。
And turn from the darkness to light.
从撒旦权下归向神。
From the power under Satan to God.
弟兄姐妹们，这些神为我们所成就的大不大
？And brothers and sisters, how great!Our God wrought for us.
我们这些的经历，我们都能够证实说，这些神为我们行的是何等大的事。
And we can all say today that what has God wrought for us.
但是呢，不应该只是停留在这里。
But we cannot just stop there.
因为这个得 因为神要让我们看见说保罗在那里说又让我们和一切成圣的人怎么样同得基业。
And Paul continues to say that let us all get the inheritance with all that's sanctified.
我们常常听到弟兄姐妹祷告哈，就是呀，特别在这个擘饼聚会啊。
And many times we heard brothers and sisters prayer by the Lord's table.
都是祷告讲到主耶稣如何借着十字架拯救了我们。
And we heard the prayer that we give thanks how the Lord saved us through the cross.
他这位钉十字架的救主，他除去我们的罪。
This crucified Savior, he's sanctify us from our sin.
哦，他怎样爱我们，为我们舍命。
And how he loved us and died for us.
为这些，我们都要向他赞美。
And we need to praise him for all these.
但是，讲到得着产业的时候，如果你只是单单认识主耶稣是救主，那还是不够的。
And but as for inheritance, if you only know that Jesus is our Savior.That's not sufficient.
以弗所书第一章十三节那里讲到那个得救的福音。
And in Ephesians chapter 1, it talked about that gospel of salvation.
但是许多时候我们就停留在以这个得救为满足了。
But many times we just stop there and we just satisfy with that salvation.
但是十四节那里接着下来就告诉我们说那个得救的福音更重要的是要我们得着产业。
But then the verse 14 tells us that what's more important is to gain the inheritance.
因为神要在我们身上要得着那个丰盛荣耀的产业。
Because God will gain the abundant inheritance of glory.
为着这个缘故，我们还要对于基督有更深刻的认识。
And for this sake that we need to know.
那就是讲到我们必须要认识我们的主耶稣是一个荣耀的君王。
And we must know that our Lord Jesus is a glorious King.
所以他是救主，我们信靠他。
And he is a Savior, and we trust him.
他是君王，我们必须顺服他。
And he is a King that we need to obey him.
你说如果你只要得救，你相信他，你就可以得救了。
And if all your purpose is to be saved, that you believe him and you will be saved.
但是呢，多少时候我们愿意相信，但是我们不愿意顺服。
But many times we are willing to believe, but we are not willing to obey.
所以主不光是要我们得救，主还要让我们得产业。
But the Lord only wants to save us, but also wants to give us inheritance.
所以我们以讲到这个君王的时候，我们要认识他的那个尊贵，他的威荣。
And speak of the king, we need to know his honor and his glory.
认识他的权柄，他的审判。
To know his power and his judgment.
也认识他的行政跟管理。
And to know his administration and governance.
所以为这个缘故，我们要看这个君王。
And for this reason that we need to look at this king.
好，请弟兄把再放到下一个。这里讲到复活得胜的生命是产业的性质。
And the next point we're talking about the resurrected victorious life is the nature of inheritance.
为这个缘故，我们读一下以弗所书第一章。
Let us read Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 19 to 23.
当第十八节，当保罗讲到他在圣徒中得的基业是有何等丰盛的荣耀的时候，接着下来就讲到，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是他照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有人的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有的之首。教会是他的身体，是充满那万有者所充满的。
And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the work of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rules and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the ones to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
这里看见一个大能大力, 那个复活, 生命的那个大能大力。
And here we see that this great power.
有两个点,
there are two points.
一个是那个复活的能力,
and one is the power of resurrection.
另外一个是升天的能力,
and the second is the power of ascent to heaven.
你就看见这个就能够叫我们的主耶稣是远超过都超过。
So that's why our Lord is far above everything.
胜过一切这些执政的、掌权的、有能的组织，其实这一些都是讲到空中黑暗的权势。
And all these authorities and power and dominions, they're also talking about the dark force of our enemy.
胜过众仇敌，使他为万有之首，万有都伏在他的脚下。
And so that he put all things under his feet.
我们感谢我们的主,
we thank the Lord.
他已经从死里复活,
he has resurrected from death.
他是那一位得胜者,
he is the victor.
他从坟墓里面已经起来,
he raised from the tomb.
诗歌说, 他从坟墓起来, 胜过仇敌大大的走开。
And our hymn said that he raised from the tomb, overcome his enemies, and he has this triumph.
诗歌说, 这个是诗歌告诉我们, 他从黑狱里起来, 他是得胜者。
And he raised from the darkness, and he is the victor.
活着掌权,同他众圣徒联合, 他起来, Hallelujah, 主起来。 我们的主耶稣基督, 他借着复活, 复活是为一个原因, 是要与众圣徒联合的。
And there's a purpose for this resurrection, is to unite with his saints.
所以告诉我们是, 他就告诉, 以弗所书刚才我们所读的告诉我们说, 我们乃是, 主耶稣基督的复活是叫我们与他一同坐在天上的。
And the Ephesians, we just read that the resurrection is to cause us to sit with him together in heaven.
所以我们看见啊, 我们讲到这个认识主耶稣是君王的时候，我们必须认识他是一个得胜的君王。
And to know our Lord Jesus is the King, we need to know that he is the victorious King.
他已经得胜,
he has overcome.
启示录第五章第五节那里,
Revelation chapter 5 verse 5.
我们知道那里的故事就那里发生一件事情，就是说当这个宣告说有谁配 展开书卷，揭开七印的时候， 天上没有。
And the question, when the question has been asked, who is worthy to open the scroll and to open the seven seals, no one can answer.
当这样情形的时候， 约翰就那里大大的哭嚎。
And John cried.
那么有一位长老就告诉约翰说， 他说不要哭， 犹大支派的狮子， 大卫的根， 他已经得胜。
And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals.
他能以展开书卷，揭开七印。
And to open the books and to loose the seven seals thereof.
整个所有产业的权状都是在他的手中。
And actually that's the documentation for all the inheritance.
接着下来你就看见说他们在那里欢呼赞美敬拜神。
And they will just shout and praise the Lord there.
耶和华他的神和他同在，有欢呼完的声音在他们中间。
And Jehovah the Lord is with them, and there's shout voice for the king.
羔羊的生命的性质却是显在狮子的得胜能力上面。
And the nature of the life of lamb actually revealed in a lion.
我们看见我们的主已经得胜。
We can see that our Lord has overcome.
他不光得胜，而且他也为我们行大事。
Not only he overcomes, he has wrought for us.
我们的神他谋事有大能，他行事啊，他谋事有大略，行事有大能。
And our Lord he has a great plan and he has a great power for us.
所以到了以弗所书最后的时候，就讲到那个属灵的征战。
And at the end of Ephesians, it talks about the spiritual warfare.
属灵的征战的里面，你看他这个，我们知道我们的主耶稣在战略上他已经大大的得胜，但是在战术上他有两个点，一个是防守，一个是攻击。
We know our Lord has already won the war, but actually in the individual battle, he has his plan.
那讲到这个防守，我们继续来看这里啊，回到这个巴兰的这个秘书记的23章啊。
And he has attacks and defense.And now let's go back to Numbers chapter 23.
这里给我们继续给我们看啊，讲到这个啊，断没有法术可以害雅各，也没有占卜可以害以色列。
But there's no enchantment against Jacob, no divination against Israel.
这个是一个保护。
That is a protection.
讲到那个主耶稣基督成为我们的保护。
Speak of our Lord Jesus Christ becomes our protection.
你如果是穿戴的是基督
，If you put on the armor of Jesus Christ,
断没有法术可以害你
，There's no enchantment against you.
也没有占卜可以害你
，There's no divination against you.
因为羔羊已经得胜。
Because the Lamb has overcome.
他已经从坟墓里面起来。
He has rise from the tomb.
为着这个缘故，我们来看最后一点的交通。
And for this reason, let us look at the last point.
他说，这名起来，仿佛母狮，挺身好像公狮。
Behold a people, as a lioness it rise up, and as a lion it lifts itself.
未曾喝被伤者之血，绝不躺卧。
It doesn't lie down until it has devoured the prey and drunk the blood of the slain.
讲到神的百姓，他们挺身，他们起来。
They lifted themselves and rise.
我们的起来是根据他起来。
And we rise because he rises.
所以刚才诗歌讲到那个有一首诗，刚才唱的那首诗歌说，他起来，他起来，哈利路亚，主起来。
And that hymn just said that he rises, he rises.
这首诗歌不是单单用来复活节来唱的。
And that hymn is not just for our Easter.
他起来，说明他负我们起来的责任。
And he rises, and we also have the duty to rise.
我们的主，我们的神曾对约书亚说，起来，得那地为业。
And our Lord has said to Joshua, rise and to enter the land, inherit the land.
你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业。
And take courage, because you will cause the people to inherit that land.
耶和华你的神与你同在。
And Jehovah your God will be with you.
这百姓起来，仿佛母狮，挺身好像公狮。
And they rises up as a lioness, and lift itself as a lion.
看啊，犹大支派的狮子，他已得胜。
And behold, the lion of Judah, he has overcome.
所以我们啊，实在说来的话，要做羔羊。
And actually, we need to be like a lamb.
但是正是借着羔羊的生命性质显出那个狮子的能力。
But the nature of the life of lamb will be revealed in the lion.
所以我们你看见没有，这个得胜哦，是根据主耶稣基督。我们说他们这里说证明起来，仿佛不是他们就是狮母狮，他们挺身好像公狮，就是仿佛跟好像。
So here is as a lioness or as a lion.
所以
not that they actually is.
对，所以基督。他那个得胜，那一个可以说是一个榜样，是一个标本在那里。
So actually, the victory of Christ is an example for us.
我们这个人是软弱的。
We know we are weak.
以色列人在这个民数记第十三章啊，在十三章那里看见说，他们得那地为去归探那地的时候，他们回来的时候，他们吓坏了。
And we know that in Numbers chapter 13, when the Israel people they spied on the land and they were scared.
这些十二个探子的里面，当他们回到加底斯向摩西汇报的时候，只有加勒跟约书亚他们两个有大有信心。
And when these 12 spies spied the land, when they came back.Only Caleb and Joshua, they had the good news.
加勒说的和约书亚他们说了什么？
What did they say?
他们是我们的食物。
So they said that they are our food.
神与我们同在。
And God be with us.
所以不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
这里就一回到24节讲到，他们这些挺身好像公司，未曾吃野食，未曾喝被山者之血，绝不躺卧。
And back to verse 24, as a lion, it lifts itself. It does not lie down until it has devoured the prey and drank the blood of the slain.
这种的能力啊，就是那个这种的能力是产生出像加勒的那样的一样的信心。
And this power will generate the faith like Caleb.
加勒说，他们是我们的食物。
And Caleb said that they are our food.
所以我们就看见说，他们如果不杀尽迦南人，也绝不安居迦南地。
And that they wouldn't dwell in the land peacefully until they destroy all the enemies.
二十四节讲到他们最终征服迦南地。
And the verse 24 speaks of finally Israel people will conquer the land of Canaan.
神为我们行何等的大事！
What has God wrought for us?
今天我们也会面对迦南人。
And today we'll face the same Canaanites.
但是你不要在外面去找。
But don't seek hourly.
你不要把你旁边的人当作迦南人跟他征战啊。
And don't treat the people around you as Canaanites.
这个身材巨大的迦南七族的人在我们的里面。
And actually these seven tribes of Canaanites.Lives within us.
常常会碰到的。
And many times we'll encounter them.
我讲一点故事，讲一点自己的经历。
I will share a little bit about my own experience.
我们聚会组，我们啊不，我们啊父母组都是在星期晚上线上查经。
And the parent group we have Bible study every Friday night.
那在这个当我进入查经的时候，其实我还在上班。
And when we started, actually, I was still working.
那有的时候在那边分享或者进入去听的时候，不小心把孔慧叫进来的菜给炒错了。
So sometimes when I was sharing and asked Kong Hui and I made a mistake and cooked the wrong dish.
你这个耳朵不能两个，你听信息或者听弟兄姐妹交通，就不能听他叫菜啊。
So my ear cannot serve two purposes. I cannot listen both the sharing and the order for the dish.
所以星期五晚上聚会的时候，我们都很紧张。
So actually Friday night, we were nervous.
啊，那菜炒错的话，有一次菜炒错的，我还埋怨孔慧了。
And one time I cooked the wrong dish and I blamed Kong Hui.
那我说那这个你叫进来的这几道菜，这个炒饭你自己炒一下就好了。
I said that you cook yourself for what you order.
那结果呢？结果我们之间就发生了难处。
And that raised some difficulty among us.
我们常常以为说，就我哈，我常常以为说这个。如果是为神家中的事情，我就可以有理由抱怨别人。
And many times I saw that it is for sake of the business of God's house, then I have a good reason to complain.
我现在做的这些事情跟神发生关系的。
And what I was doing relates to God.
我在聚会呢。
I'm having a gathering.
那么当发生难处的时候，就好像说，就好像就可能会说，那你要什么事情你自己去搞定，不要找我了。
And when there's difficulty, we feel like we can push to others.
我们好像利用用神家神的事情跟神有关系的事情，把结果反而在家中就发生难处，就吵起来了。
And sometimes we kind of use the serving to cover ourselves.
结果我会
and there rises difficulties.
结果我后来发现，原来这个迦南七族是在我里面。
And later I finally realized that actually these seven tribes of Canaanites, they live within me.
它不光是在外在，它是在我的里面，甚至不是一些不好的事情，甚至可能跟神、跟家中、跟教会服事有关联的事情，都都变成家庭中的难处，吵起来了。
And they're not inside; they're actually inside. And many times they're not even like to do bad things. Actually, they may relate to serving the Lord, but I use them as a cover.
那主在里面告诉我，那你这样的话，你整个的聚会，你有什么意义呢？
And the Lord was speaking to me then, what's the purpose for your meeting, for your gathering?
好，那感谢主，那我也看见说，在我里面有身材高大的巨人，但我是需要我是需要靠着主来得胜。
And I finally realized there were giants within me, and I need to rely on the Lord to overcome for me.
倘若这个身材高大的巨人在我里面，我就需要那个保罗。那个为以弗所圣徒的祷告。
If there are giants within me, then I need to pray from Paul for all the saints.
保罗是在以弗所书，我们看上一次就是上个礼拜，也是在星期五的聚会的里面也是余弟兄的分享，他分享到他这个保罗的祷告是求神借着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，使我们里面的人能够刚强起来。
So, Brother Yu, he shared that Paul said that through the God's Spirit that are in the man can have strength.
对付我里面的迦南人，是需要里面的人能够刚强。
And to deal with the Canaanites within me.We need our inner man to be strong.
使我们能够真是借着这个刚强胜过我们里面那个血气跟肉体，我们才能够安然的居住在迦南地。
And to overcome the flesh within me, so that we can dwell peacefully on the land of Canaan.
所以我们感谢主，我想时间也差不多，我做一点总结。
Time is about there, so let me summarize.
整件事情啊，在这个巴勒要雇巴兰来咒诅以色列民，这一件事情的背后有一个属灵的事实。
There's a spiritual fact behind Balaam's curse to Israel people.
两面，第一是讲到十字架那个救赎的大能。
And the first speaks of the great power of salvation from the cross.
十字架对于人来讲，凡被挂在木头上的都是圣经告诉我们说，挂在木头上的都是被咒诅的。
And the Bible tells us that whoever hangs on the cross on the wood is cursed.
仇敌的意思是要咒诅主耶稣。
And the enemy meant to curse Jesus.
但是神却使主耶稣从死里复活，化那个咒诅成为全人类的祝福。
And God raised Jesus from death and turned that curse into the blessing for all mankind.
第二，我们看见属灵界里面的征战是何等的真实。
And secondly, we see that how real is the spiritual warfare.
你看他们在整件事情的里面没有记载摩西在其中。
And there's no record of Moses among them.
也没有记载以色列人怎样子。
And then there's no record of how Israel act.
他是在以色列人，甚至有可能在摩西在当时还不知道的领域的里面发生的事情。
So this might happen even without Moses knowing it.
你要看见神是如何一次又一次的保护他们。
You can see that how God protected Israel people again and again.
他们你看仇敌要开始咒诅，神出来干预，你看整件事情就好像发生在属灵界的里面，在但是跟确实跟我们发生关系，跟以色列百姓每一个人都发生关系的。
And you can see that enemies started to curse and God intervened, and the enemy started to curse and God intervened. It all relates to us.
他一次一次的拯救我们脱离那些发生在我们当中我们还全然不知道的危险。
And he saved us again and again from actually things happened in us that we are not even aware.
为这个我们感谢主。
And we thank God for this.
就好像刚才的诗歌所唱的，有人在为你祷告，在你还不知道的时候有人为你祷告。
Just like the hymn we just sang that someone was praying for you even without you knowing it.
你不知道的危险，神把你拯救你脱离开，你还不知道的那个祝福，神就已经临到你了。
And there's the danger that there you're not even aware, but God turned that.
所以感谢主，是那一位犹大叔告诉我们说，你们不要往巴兰的错谬的道路上直奔。
And the Bible tell us not, let us not to go the wrong way of Balaam.
但是那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的，是我们的救主独一的神。
But the one that who can keep us not falling down and walk on his way is our only Savior.
所以感谢主，羔羊的生命性质是让我们发现狮子般的能力得胜。
And the nature of the lamb's lifeActually, is a power like a lion for us to overcome.
我们必须认识我们必须认识我们的主耶稣是我们的大君王。
We need to know that our Jesus is our great King.
诗歌也这么唱：如今软弱者以刚强，贫穷者以成富足。
And just like our hymns, now the weak has become strong.
主已为我成就了大事。
And the Lord has done great things for us.
当我们献上感恩的心的同时，我们里面也应当刚强起来。
And while we give thanks, let us be strong.
要起来，起来为耶稣。
And rise, rise for Jesus.
不光主耶稣起来，我们常常唱诗歌，就是主起来，主起来，但是我们却都躺着。
And many times we just sing that, Lord, rise, rise, and ourselves just sitting down.
我们只希望主你起来就好了。
We only want our Lord.
哦，我感谢赞美你。
We thank you and give praise to you.
但是我们却躺在那里一动都不动。
But ourselves, we just lay in there.
但愿主恩待我们。
May Lord have mercy on us.
我想我的信息就停在这里。
And my message will stop here.
下面有点的祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，你是那一位得胜荣耀的君王。
Your Lord, we thank you.You are that glorious, victorious King.
我们看见你为我们行何等的大事。
What have you wrought for us?
你不光叫我们得着拯救。
You not only saved us.
你还要让我们得着产业。
And you will give inheritance to us.
主啊，叫我们没有一个人在你的里面是失落的。
So that none of us is lost in you.
你所数点的百姓每一个都有你所给他们的产业。
Everyone, every man that's numbered by you will inherit from you.
仇敌要咒诅我们。
And the enemy meant to curse.
但是主啊，你却化那个咒诅为我们的祝福。
Lord, you turn all those curses into blessing.
主啊，在我们还不知道的时候，主啊，你福的福气临到了我们。
And before we even aware of it, the blessing comes to us.
主啊，为此但愿圣灵在我们里面做那更深的工作。
May Holy Spirit work deeper within us.
借着你那丰盛的荣耀，
Through your abundant grace,
叫我们里面的灵能够刚强起来。
So that our inner spirit will be strong.
祷告感谢奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.